It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 953.
What is happening?
How are you, Tommy Jacket?
Mate, feeling good. Uh-huh. Friday, some nice weather coming our way. Depends on what you like. Very wet.
Well, yeah, very wet. I actually drove in this morning.
How was it?
Felt like an executive. It was very nice. Went into the garage. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was nice. Can I turn right from Victoria Street to our street?
Thanks for asking. You're the police officer on the team. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
No, I mean, this is what I'm onto. I'd like to think I'm quite observant and seeing what's going on. What you're asking me is, can you turn right over a tram track into our street?
Solid line,
which, I mean, you would think if you were in a test and you were 21
you wouldn't
or
do it.
18 going for your P's, you wouldn't do it. But I did ask a police officer on a bike and he told me, yeah, it's all good, which I'm going with that and I will state it. I was at Woolworths yesterday and picking up just a few bits of things for lunch. It's probably an issue that I'm going to the supermarket every day.
Why?
And not organising it before.
Mum used to do that.
Very convenient though, because it is close by. I was getting some dip yesterday. Noticed these two guys. And what I noticed about them, this is my street smarts coming out. I noticed one of them had headphones in and
smart.
Yeah. And I was like, mate, it's a bit odd, like weird, huh? And they were just in my way and they were just having banter. And so...
Oh, bless you.
Sorry, mate, that really came on. Anyway, I went back to the supermarket, probably even more of a problem going to the supermarket twice in a day.
Wait, so he had like earbuds?
Yeah, earbuds in. That was it. With a friend. I was like, weird, mate. Why do you... I mean, I see young kids doing it, where they're just like in their own zone listening to some music while with a mate.
Engrossed in an audio book.
Yeah, hope so. I went back again later that morning, or later that day, and I see those two guys... They're still, and I'm like, weird, mate. This is either coincidence that they forgot something and they've come back at the same time as me. But then I sort of saw them lurking around and I watched what they were watching, and they were watching this sort of junky looking dude who was getting spoken to by a security guard.
So they're in the Woolworths?
Yeah.
I imagine they were near the herb set, like near the greenery for some reason.
Mate, they were right near the counters. No, okay. they were just like looking and sort of talking together, still with his headphones in. And so there's a sweet lady who works sort of near the sort of self-serve checkout. Real nice. I said to her, what are those guys about? She said, are they undercover? She said, yeah, they're actually like hired to be, I said secret shoppers, but they're hired to be in the supermarket looking as normal as can be.
What suburb are you in at this point?
Abbotsford.
Okay.
It's right here. I mean, and so what they do is they're employed by the supermarket chain. They're not police officers, but they have more powers than the
security guards.
Security guards for some reason. And so,
more training.
Yeah.
They so you got torch on them?
Nah. No torch, mate. It's pretty
it's
light.
Funny
in the
and so what do they look like?
I mean, do you want to give you a full profile?
Like a hoodie.
Young dudes just look like they were literally in there stopping past to get a bit of lunch. Don't look rough. Look clean.
So, do you think they were listening to something on the headphones?
I think it's just a decoy.
Decoy.
They were good though. Undercovers.
But one of the best decoys I've seen actually last night went down a rabbit hole. Bree was out to dinner with friends.
It gets naughty.
Yeah. And so I was at home. I was watching old episodes of Cops where a clown is an undercover cop soliciting prostitutes. So
hang on. Let me just... He's in a clown costume.
He's in a full clown costume.
And going up to prostitutes who are working on the street and saying,
And... Like, it sounds funnier than watching it. When you watch it, it's actually just sad.
Yeah.
But I think Cops in general, like, as a kid, Cops is very funny.
Cops.
Even, like, the show.
Oh, the show, yeah. It was based in America. Whereabouts in the States?
They did it everywhere. This one was in Florida.
Okay. And so, you do see that the different locations brought on different sort of vibes. And but yeah, that the music, I mean, it's entertainment, it's television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're like,
coming up after the break, did the cop get full service or did he take them to the stables?
Well, so anyway, they like, it's very full on. He's in a van, the clown, dressed up as a clown with a sign like a Coco the clown on the side. And he comes up he's acting like a clown. He's like, "Oh, hey, no. How you doing? Why don't you just come on in?"
No.
And then he's like, and then he does this thing where he's like, "Oh, how about some oral sex?" And then he's got like a silly string. He's like, and then maybe I'll squirts him, and like, it's clearly they're going for, like, I wonder if they were filming. Are they really going to this amount of effort?
Well, I mean, that at this point, a producer has been in on the meeting, like a television producer. How do we make these segments better?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no one suspects that the cops are going to go to that sort of effort, dressing up as a clown. And so then he would get them in the car. And the thing is, this is like, they're targeting people who have no money.
No.
They're dependent on drugs.
Yeah.
They're like fucking, like, charging $36
for ensuring they're not wanting to do what they're doing.
Exactly.
The show that, what's it called? To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, just make these guys look like absolute fuckheads, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
These women are just fucking trying to earn a bit of coin. Mm-hmm. And it's very fucking sad. It's amazing that they still... What I've always wanted to know is, how do they get away with the permission to use it? I mean, Amy's cousin was on RBT.
Mm-hmm. One of your favourite stories.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, I didn't
just
even...
behind Carrie Bick, seeing Carrie Bickmore.
That was great. That's a highlight.
Every
of this
time
week.
I go past the Como Centre, I'm always trying to...
I reckon you've mentioned that I saw Carrie Bickmore more than I mentioned that I saw Carrie Bickmore.
You mentioned it three times in one day.
I reckon twice. And it doesn't count if I'm telling different people. It's if I told you.
It's a classic case of when you're close to someone, you hear their bullshit story many, many times.
Well, I mean, you do.
It's true though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wish I had a camera on me eye rolling the times that you bring up a story that you've told George four times. Mm-hmm. And
just told George.
Just told George.
Like what? Name one.
I don't know. Just one from your past. Get this. My family.
But George reacts every single time like it's the first.
That's why he will win employee of the month.
Yeah, he's great. I've also gotten into, have I spoken for my love of country music on the show?
Yeah, but take it away, Dad. Go for it, Dag.
Well, I mean, you say that, but there's many, many people around the world that love country music.
Yeah. And
so your love of hip hop is as silly as my love for country.
No, it is. It is. It's interesting.
Because we're both as out of the scene.
Yeah.
As the other.
What do you... So I do like the music. Do you actually like the music?
Love it. I think that it's...
So I do like hip hop. And as you got in this morning, I was showing the team just the scene, the culture at the moment within drill rap, Aussie hip-hop.
What is drill rap?
I don't even know how to explain what drill rap is. It's a new phenomenon. It's
on TikTok?
Sydney rappers have really brought drill rap to the forefront. And I might be even talking out of school here, but that's how I've discovered it. And that's how a lot of young kids are. 1-4, HP boys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even HP boys. Hooligan Hefs, there's a few to name.
Well, I just wanted to also correct you. I think it was yesterday's show, you talked about a simp and
we were trying to work it out, and I said, is it a simpleton? Like, is it...
Yeah. Well, I think you called one of us a simp.
Yeah.
And then I said, rightly so, if you're going to use the word, what does it mean?
Yeah. But I was still right. You are a simp.
Yeah. But Gronk Liv emailed us, and she said, a simp is someone who it's like... is fallen over. Do you say falling over heels? Head over heels. You're really into someone and you're being a bit of a simp. It's like when you just become a bit like...
You ditch your mates. It's almost a cuckold for the Gen Y.
Or
the
Gen Z.
Yeah. So, it's like you do anything. You dog your mates to do something. I mean, I didn't even think it was relating to like relationship, but it could even just be like you want to impress a dude that you... you know, like a bit of a man crush on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd
I'm
actually
a bit of a simp with Peter Shepherd.
Yeah, you would. You're a simp. You would ditch me for Hamish Blake.
Simp. Sure. Yeah, I'm a simp.
Absolute simp. And I'll ditch you for Jules Lund.
Also a simp. Or cuckold. We're losing lights at a rapid rate. Are you noticing that?
It's flicking. It's all this simp chat.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the video as we go into
you
darkness.
You wouldn't even. Yeah, 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 it'd be quite a funny episode. We should do an episode in the dark.
And so anyway, I... yeah.
Your country music. You are into the culture. You're seeing what it is. You're that it becomes the first thing when you become obsessed mm-hmm. with something. You're like...
Me personally or just everyone?
Nah, I think probably you and I. I can't speak for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But like really invested in what it all means and like thinking about country music being around for a long time. Drill rap hasn't.
Yeah.
It's like there's a whole sort of back end to country music that you can explore and see where its origins came from. It's interesting.
Do you remember me talking about Bobby Bones?
Yeah, Bobby Bones is a radio presenter from Texas, isn't he? Or
no, he's Tennessee, I think.
Tennessee?
Yeah, but syndicated. The biggest country DJ in the world, like a country radio announcer.
Yeah.
And he's actually on American Idol as well.
Yeah.
He's sort of the guy that he would be sort of the... James Matheson, Andrew G, sort of the person doing
or
that
stuff. Ryan Seacrest country version.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Like he even looks a similar vibe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the reason I love country, why do you love sledgehammer rap or whatever, drill rap?
I like seeing Aussies take the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like seeing how...
Do you like the Olympics?
But I actually like the music. I grew up listening to heaps of hip-hop rap. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate someone who's a good lyricist.
So, it's the lyrics. You like the lyrics. Can you bring up the lyrics of the song that you were...
Oh, yeah.
So, let's do a bit of a lyric comparison. So, I'll read you my favorite song at the moment. It's called Knockin' Boots. It's by a guy named Luke Bryan. Unfortunately, whilst he does perform it, he didn't write it. I learned yesterday when I was watching an interview. But these are the lyrics. This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip up. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds needs bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me needs girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights needs both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots, me and you. And it goes on. Let's hear your song.
I'm not saying I like this song. I respect it.
And well, you have pumping it. When I was coming in. Was that the one?
That was the one I was showing the film clips. Mm-hmm. This is by Hooligan Hefs. No Effect. Never forgive, never forget. Twisted boots. Thoughts run through my head.
Mm-hmm.
They used to diss. Now show respect.
Okay.
Still show them disrespect. Not that type to pout and pose, but when I pose a threat.
Okay. No rhyming.
Say it how it is. My mouth has no filter. Still yelling no effect. Don't sit on the fence. I play offense. Playing for keeps. I'm till the end. Send for me. I'm heaven sent. Fuck him. Send him off for 10. I try not to reoffend, but if it kicks off, frontlining. I was in prison, trapping in the system. Had those friends in the pod smiling. They know I'm OC when I sit in court.
Never What's OC?
I don't know. Never half-hearted, no remorse. Can't take the loss. Yeah, I'm a bad sport. I don't play soccer, but I shoot and score. Can't handle a loss. Yeah, I'm a bad sport. I don't play soccer, but I shouldn't score.
Yeah, it's
really insight into the
So that's country. So mine was country. Yours was drill.
Yeah.
As a comparison, this is the top song pop Let's see if pop music's any different. So this is Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
Who is that?
She's one of the biggest artists right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is the number one, if I go into number one song.
On Spotify?
Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, Apple Music.
No, I haven't seen that. So, I haven't seen that song.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, because you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today, I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around. And you probably, with that blonde girl who always made me doubt, she's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. She's, okay, that's good. Yeah, today I drove through the suburbs because how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've always felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. He must be a singer. Because you said forever. Now I drive alone past your street and all my friends are tired
of hearing
how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for ...
That's, I mean, that is everyone who's had a breakup, as if you haven't, as if you haven't driven back down past the local haunts where you'd hang out with your misso, your partner, and you're just like, I miss them. Wonder how they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you read it back, you hear a story. I mean, the story from Hooligan Hefts is that they're a bad sport. They don't like soccer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they spent a bit of time in the clique. They were the joker, and they would make all the other guys in the prison laugh.
Yeah,
you know, it's a sweet tale of self-awareness.
Is there any old song? Like, if you go old school, any?
Okay, I'll tell you. Last night, I was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Bench pressed 100,
by the way. You just literally, you're popping your, what chest, are they called?
Pecs.
You
know how we were talking, I think it was yesterday, about how breaking past the 100-kilogram bench is something that is like, is breaking a barrier in your mind. Mm-hmm. You're like, I can do it. Did it last night by myself.
Well done.
But I was listening and R. Kelly was on. And
is he being cancelled?
He's in jail, son.
Okay.
He's a fucking pest. And not even allegedly, is a pest.
Mm-hmm.
So creepy. Like, the lyrics of him, like, I'm about to put my key in and turn the ignition. That's hot and fresh out the kitchen.
That's a song about cars.
Mama rolling this body. I got man's into it. I don't know, whatever the
got
fuck.
The man.
But when you think
on coke and rum.
Coke and rum, I'm feeling like, so what, I'm drunk?
Actually, no, the lyrics.
It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to
have and some fun.
It's like so toot, creepy.
Toot.
It's like,
what's the toot toot mean? He's just hitting
he's
the
farting.
Horn.
But it's so, when you think about what he's gone on to do and the it's fucked. Mm-hmm. We should have been onto that guy a very long time
what
ago.
About,
yeah? Freak show. I will say, while we're on music chat, Adele has broken up with her hubby. She shedded more than her husband.
Oh. If we're not the most topical radio show, right?
No, but
you can talk about the lyrics?
Well, it's very topical for what
we're talking about. This is why I like it. It seems like we've had some sort of production meeting where it's like, let's talk about lyrics.
And let's get to the story about how Adele has, you know, been told that in her, what do you call it? A divorce.
Yeah.
In the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
She can't sing about the breakup. I mean, what's she going to sing about?
Yeah.
Her weight loss, maybe. Yeah. It could be just like my new life.
Like, couldn't she just talk about a breakup and it's just about someone else?
Yeah, true. I wonder to the extent. It's a weird one how you'd have to play that.
I'm just trying to find Rolf Harris lyrics because I feel like that had some pretty dark
shit. Are we on
the
Sex Pests?
Yeah, yeah. What was the, he did
Tiny Kangaroo Down.
Yeah.
That was him.
What's that?
Just write Tiny Kangaroo Down.
Tiny, is it? It's not Tie Me Kangaroo Down?
Tie a kangaroo down.
Tiny, no, it is. You are spot on.
Tiny.
So, the lyrics. Let's see if there's anything.
Do you want me to get out of wobble.
Let's see here we go.
Wobble board.
Is he in jail?
I don't know.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying, and he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are all gathered around and he says, watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. What does he mean? Here, do you think? They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tie me kangaroo. No, it is tie.
Tie?
Tie. No, it's literally tie the whole time. It is not.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not arguing with it, but no, just no, don't but sing it, say it, because I don't like you singing.
Okay, sorry. Tie me kangaroo down, sport.
Okay, so he's talking to a...
Tie me kangaroo down, sport.
I'm going to translate. Could you please tie my kangaroo down, Kevin?
Well, what about this next one? Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, curl. I think I'm saying curl's name wrong. Just keep me cockatoo cool. All together now.
Are you saying, are you adding that in? Like all
together? No.
It says that there?
That's the song.
Okay, yeah.
And then finally, how many people have we lost?
No, it's funny.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. You live somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. And it goes into the tiny kangaroo. Yeah, so it's not tiny kangaroo.
Yeah, I mean, I'd make it up. We'll make up the words of R. Kelly's Ignition.
Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead.
So skin me, skin me, which is very illegal even if you do have a friend that just passed away and then you skin them. Isn't that funny? Like if a friend dies of natural causes, you can't just like have them taxidermied.
You can't. Did you know about Larry King, the famous interviewer?
Yeah.
He wanted to be frozen.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Frozen for what reason? Future to be brought back in the future.
He didn't believe in sort of the afterlife. And so he thought.
I don't know. He doesn't seem one that would be like a go-to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to Larry. You would have freezed
probably like, a bit earlier. Like it's sort of like if you're
Steve
going
Jobs
to.
Steve Jobs frozen.
Yes.
Like that's a guy you freeze.
Yeah.
Walt Disney.
He's frozen, isn't he?
Well, that's the
rumor.
The rumor.
What about one of
Elon
Adele's?
Musk, you like, freeze him.
What's Adele singing about at the moment? Adele song.
When has she released music?
So the latest one. So there was Hello, which is a classic.
I think everyone knows what she's.
When We Were Young. Yeah. I just want to know, like, when we were young.
I mean, this is where it will get boring.
But don't you think that
Adele's lyrics are quite. Like
what?
Just
everybody loves like, the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you because you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? Because I've been by myself all night long.
Yeah.
Hoping you're someone I used to know.
Yeah.
You look like a movie. You sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in the light in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realize we were scared of getting old. It made us restless. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you're here. And I'd swear you moved overseas. Doesn't sound like lyrics, does it?
I mean, that's the thing about it. Anything we're reading, can sound a bit silly. And it's until you put a good beat behind it, tune.
I can't even think about the tune. Like, what is it? You still like that? You still look like a movie. You still sound like a song.
Stop it.
Yeah.
There was one line in that that's the main. What's the song?
What I'm trying. When we were young. When we were young. When we were young. That's literally the.
Isn't it amazing chorus. That you could find, say, I always think about like.
When I find someone.
I always think about like if you could go back in time and you had lyrics in your head and you could go to an artist and say, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I know you're.
That's what I love about Taylor. Taylor's
right.
So, Taylor Swift. Can we just do one Taylor Swift song? Is it too much?
Yeah, it's too much. We've okay. gone too far. It's Fat Fridays. We haven't even talked about it. Mm-hmm. I just got a little something on the way into work.
American Pie. I love those lyrics, by the way.
I don't even know.
And they were singing.
The film, or is that a...
No. You know how they say about like, bye, Miss American Pie. Oh, yeah.
Who sung
pie?
It, though?
Drove my Chevy to the, what's his name?
But you're singing it. The lyrics themselves would be like...
That is one of the songs that as a kid, I was like... so it was about a plane crash.
Yeah, but have you walked through the valley of the shadow of death?
So a long, that's right. So I'll just, I know this song very well. And it actually-
But you don't sing it because-
Okay, I won't sing it. I won't sing it, but this sounds like a story without singing it.
Don't give any tune to it.
So a long, long time ago-
Yeah, I can
still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew I had a chance that I could make those people dance and that maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Oh, that's nice.
But February made me shiver with every paper I delivered.
Yeah.
Bad news was on the doorstep.
Mm.
And I just couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widow bride. Something, it just touched me deep inside the day the music died. Mm. So, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Mm.
And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This will be the day that I die."
Mm.
Did you write the book of love?
Nah.
And did you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so.
I'm an atheist.
Now you do believe in rock and roll. Can the music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow?
Mate, you've actually just put a lot on me. And it's a bit much. You've asked me about 40 things.
Don McLean.
Yeah, I get it.
And so it was all about some people that died. And so he was talking about, he was delivering the newspapers.
Yeah, in February when it's winter over in the States.
And he was
worried about delivering bad news per every newspaper. I mean... Newspapers are full of horrible stories.
It's such a long song. He says, and for 10 years, we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone.
Yeah.
Thick but moss. That's not how it used to be.
Mm.
When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat
he's getting old school with this.
From James Dean and a voice that came from you and me.
Well, I don't think it's true.
And while the king was looking down,
the king wouldn't have got James Dean's jacket. The king, what king?
It's very creative, though. I like it.
No.
Okay, so what's for Fat Friday? Sorry, everyone.
A new bakery has opened up in Bulleed, which I was very surprised because it used to be another cafe that I thought, meh. And then all of a sudden, even my brother mentioned, that French place. And I was like, what French place?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's across the road from my gym, but look at this.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen a croissant. It looks like it's had just like chocolate injection alongside it with like a squirted one of those bags.
Inside. Well, Charlotte from France will have something to say about this. She's
well, it could be an absolute bastardization.
Did you get one each?
No, I just got one of those. I want you to just take a bite because I know you're a chocolate guy and I want to get your take on it. Here we go. Oh, he's doing the shatter thing again. We've got it on camera. He's got it on the bag too.
Oh.
What's it like? What's the chocolate like? What's the croissant like?
That is so good.
It is? Can I bite the other end, big boy?
At the same time?
No, just I will.
Can you I want the rest. So can
I'll just have one bite. Here we go. Oh wow.
It's bullshit, isn't it? What else have you got?
I've just got a normal croissant, which I'll have, but we need to get a few cold brews and they'll go down nicely.
Mm. You're saying stop.
We've lost Josh.
No, that's really good.
Isn't that freaky?
It's like chocolate icing in the middle.
That's amazing. You don't have to finish it on camera, but I think we're done for the day. After that croissant, we're not working.
That's really good.
That is real good.
Do I have chocolate on my face?
Yeah, you do. But that's a sign of a good croissant full of chocolate. All right.
Can I just say thank you, Charlotte, for your email?
It was lovely.
We'll get to it during the week because I'll fuck it if I read it all now.
Yeah.
She sent us some beautiful photos where she's been hanging.
Oh, in France. Over in...
In France, in view on Cairns Bay, snow-capped Alps during the mimosa season. What's a mimosa season?
A mimosa. Well, I did.
When you think of mimosa, you think of
orange juice and champagne.
Mimosa season is the first flower to bloom every year.
Yeah, so that's where I went. Mimosa season. It's just like us saying fucking get beer season. It's fucking drinking season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit different over there.
Reminds me of the song.
I wonder where
Margarita by.
I wonder where mimosa, the drink, the name came from. If mimosa season's about the flower, I don't know. Maybe mimosa. I mean, the thing that Charlotte has helped us with is understanding
culture.
Yeah, exactly. And what Australians are butchering when it comes to French culture.
Classic cocktail history on the website. Good.
All right, here we go. Mimosa.
The mimosa.
The difference between mimosa season and the drink mimosa.
So, the drink is also made with champagne and orange juice, but with a larger quantity of the wine. It's believed that 4 years later in 19... So, I can go back. Like most classic cocktails and many popular American dishes, there are a lot of legends regarding the true origins of the mimosa. A drink called Buck's Fizz was invented in 1921 at the Buck's Club in London. Mm. This drink is also made with the champagne, what I just said before.
Yeah.
It is believed that 4 years later, in 1925, a bartender at the Ritz Hotel in Paris named Frank Mier.
I've been there.
Invented the mimosa, which uses equal parts sparkling wine and juice. Doesn't answer your question.
But, I mean, I've been to the Ritz, went in to have a drink. Went in to have a drink. The guy I was with had thongs on. We had to leave.
That's annoying. Which mate?
Mitch Catlin.
In Paris?
Yeah, we were in Paris
together. Did they not know who was? He fucking would be able to do that in Melbourne, surely.
But it was hot. And, you know, Paris gets real fucking hot. So, we ended up just finding a nice little, you know,
outside area.
It was beautiful, beautiful. But the Ritz, it's nice to walk past the Ritz and understand how much history is in a place like France.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got nice things in Australia, but the history, hearing and the mimosa that we all drink, some of us. I mean, I don't really drink them. I've had some. But understanding where it's come from and knowing that I've been there tickles me.
Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend, everyone. And we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Where are you looking? Where were you looking? You were looking over, really eyeballing the down here.
No, I actually wasn't looking at anything. I was thinking in my mind. No.
I thought you had spotted something. I thought you had made eye contact.
Maybe I should do a Red Simons. Just do a show where I just don't look at all. Just look down. Where would you like me to look? Down the barrel?
At my eyes. Say bye to me.
Bye, everyone. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Stay safe, everyone.
Love bye you bye. Guys.
Bye.